How are you, Pat?
I'm very well. How are you?
One of these days I want to talk to you when I could tell you you won $1 million in the lottery.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, tell us, bring us up to date with the with where we are with that gasoline spill. Have you learned anything? How it happened? Where we stand exactly as we speak?
Well, the investigation that they have done, the people who own the tankers out there, they've isolated it to a small area, and we've pretty much abated the amount of gasoline that's getting into the creek, and so we think it's really under control. It's very hard to find this gasoline where it's coming from, because it's underground, and it kind of floats on the little subwater table that's underneath there. It's traveled quite a ways to get to the creek, but they've backtracked it, and they think they know where it is, and probably by the end of today they should have it all figured out and on its way to a fix.
Pat, I know that it's not your job to know how these type of systems work, but how do they shut down a leak like that, and how do you think it occurred? Do you know anything along those lines?
Well, there's an awful lot of pipeline coming through almost every one of our states. These pipelines ship product all the way from Texas to Michigan and into Canada, and these pipelines are all over the place. Pipelines are actually safer than the transporting of this product via the highway. The hundreds of thousands of extra tanker trucks that would have to be on the highway if they didn't have the pipeline system to transport this would probably cause more problems than any of these pipelines. But these pipelines are old, a lot of them, and they need to be replaced from time to time, and they break down.
Who's responsible for monitoring those in Ingham County?
They're actually not monitored by us. They're monitored by the owners. There's a state and federal agencies that set the rules and guidelines by which they're monitored. And I believe that this is purely a function of just an old pipe. And sooner or later, everything breaks, and this one broke. So it broke, you know, with respect to the owner, the Wolverine Company. They were Johnny on the spot. They did a really good job of tracking it back and containing it. On Thursday, when it was discovered, a fair amount of product got into the creek, but it was captured and taken out, and then they spent 24 hours a day trying to track it back to its source, and they did a really good job of doing so. So I'd just like to give them some credit.
Well, under your from your perspective, are there a lot of these pipes which should be inspected and maybe replaced?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. There's no question about that. Enbridge Pipe Company, for example, has 24 crossings in Ingham County that go underneath the creeks that I manage. Some of those crossings, we don't even know how deep the pipes are. So my crew and my lawyers that are working for the drain system are undergoing an effort to try to locate and find the depth of these pipes, find out the condition they're in, and try to map those and get those on record. Years ago, when they put these things in the ground, they may have kept a drawing of them or something and put it in a drawer, and a lot of those maps just don't exist anymore.
All right, this gasoline leak is in White Oak Township, just in outside of Stockbridge. I know Pat's been monitoring the situation. When we last talked on Friday, Pat, you were a bit concerned because a spark could have caused some serious troubles.
Well, it's gasoline. There's a lot of things could happen. But they've got it under control. The County Health Department is issuing news updates every day about 3 o'clock, and those are important to pay attention to, because that'll have the latest information about the situation. But as it stands today, or this morning, they've been working all through the night to get a handle on isolating the exact spot where it's coming out. And I think by the end of the day, they should have a pretty good handle on where it is, and they'll be well on their way to a fix.
Were people who were in businesses or residents evacuated?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, it sounds like they'll be getting this cleaned up soon, Pat. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay. Thank you.